Radio Shema Podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm really glad to have some time together with you as we look to God's Word to hear what He says to us today. There's a story in the Bible that really causes me to think about how God values relationships. It is a really confusing story until you understand the love of God and how He longs for a close, meaningful, intimate relationship with each one of us. The story goes like this. Jesus had been teaching about many topics to a group of people who had gathered to hear Him speak. As he was speaking, someone came in from the outside and told Jesus that his mother and brothers were outside looking for him. His reply was very interesting. He said, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" he asked. Then he looked at those seated in a circle around him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." Now try to put yourself in Mary's position. Mary was his mother. She had endured a lot of bad things from the very beginning, from being told she was having a baby before she was married, a crime punishable by death, to knowing that one day her son Jesus would be crucified by a group of people who hated him and wanted rid of him. She eventually stood at the foot of the cross and watched her son be tortured to death, all while loving the very people that were killing him. What would you be thinking if you were in Mary's position that day? You've heard about your son preaching in highways and byways. You had heard that some people were saying that your son was out of his mind. All you wanted to do was find Jesus to make sure he was all right. You asked around and finally find the house where he is preaching. You want to rescue him from the crowds and religious leaders. Perhaps you were concerned that what he was doing and saying may cause potential embarrassment to your family. The house is so crowded you can't get in, so you send a message to your son. Your mother and brothers are outside looking for you. But instead of coming outside to you or inviting you inside, he motions to those seated by him and says, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." What do you think your reaction would be? I wonder what Mary's reaction was. Hurt? Anger? Puzzled? Or perhaps she understood what her son was trying to say. Maybe she understood that he was trying to teach the people that spiritual ties are much stronger than blood ties. Maybe she understood that Jesus was telling the people of the conditions for being part of the family of God. Jesus wanted the people to know that day, and all of us today, that it is only by our common faith in God through Jesus Christ that we are truly brothers and sisters. Those are the only family bonds that are eternal. Jesus was not denying his mother and brothers. He was just making a point that we all need to understand. Without our faith in the saving works of Jesus Christ, we have nothing of lasting value. Today I want each one listening to realize that all Christians throughout the world are united in Jesus Christ. If you have already asked Jesus to be your one and only true Lord and Savior, then we are brothers and sisters in Christ. We may not know each other today, but we will spend all of eternity together. All because, and only because, we are united in the body of Christ. If you have not asked Christ into your life yet, this would be a great day to become part of the eternal family of God. If all of the Christians in the world would only live in true unity with the rest of the body of Christ, we could truly spread the love of God in Christ throughout the world. That may sound like a scary statement to some. I assure you, I do not say that with any negative intent. I just know that God so loved the world that He gave His only Son to pay the penalty of death that we each deserved. And whoever believes in Him would never have to fear the future because He gives us eternal life. People who have had a common experience usually feel some type of bond to one another. Have you ever heard two friends talking together? You will probably hear them often say something like, "Do you remember?" and then go on to talk about the things they have experienced together. This is true with any common experience, but it is especially true when you have been through a painful experience with someone. I have seen many people form lifelong friendships when they have gone through a difficult time together. People can also form a very strong bond when they are united by a very joyful experience. It never ceases to amaze me that wherever I travel in the world, there are often people who have had the same amazing experience of asking Jesus into their lives. Even though we have never known each other before, and may have totally different cultures and languages, we very rapidly become very good friends. This is because wherever you are in the world, we are all part of the same family of God, if you have accepted Jesus Christ into your life as your one and only true Lord and Savior. We can rejoice together because we are both part of the family of God. We know from the Word of God that He has adopted us as His children. It says in Romans 8:16, "The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children." Now, if we are His children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share His sufferings in order that we may also share in His glory. You and I are children of God if we have accepted His saving work on the cross. God is our Father, and we are part of the same family. If you are part of the family of God, then you can look forward to enjoying His presence in our lives for all of eternity. We are going through a joyful experience together because God has chosen us to receive His inheritance. When God sees us, He does not see our sin, because He has already forgiven us of our sin. When God looks at us, He sees the same thing He sees when He sees Jesus. He sees no sin, no blemish, no wrongdoing or wrong thinking. He sees only the righteousness, goodness, and purity that we receive through the blood of Jesus. We are united because God has brought us together into His family. We might not all look alike or sound alike, but we are all alike because we have experienced the joy of being adopted by God. As Christians, we are also united by a common interest. We all have different interests. Some are interested in sports, some in music or theater or computers or any number of other things. We all have different personalities. Some of you are aggressive or passive. Some are neurotic, some are temperamental, some introvert or extrovert, and all sorts of other personality combinations. Our personalities often dictate what our interests will be, or vice versa. But as Christians, we find that though there are many differences between each one of us, we all have a common interest that binds us together. We are united by the common interest in Christ. We are privileged in that whatever Christian we meet, regardless of color or race or nationality, we are united by our common interest in Jesus Christ. Whenever we meet someone and find out they are a Christian, we find an instant bond with that person. We can instantly share about our common love for Jesus. That common interest in Christ also leads us to desire to fellowship with each other. That is the value of being part of a fellowship where people gather together to share their love of God and to seek His purpose for them as individuals and as a group. True Christians are people who desire to be more like Christ. We come to church to fellowship and encourage one another. But most of all, we come together because we are interested in the person of Christ and we're not satisfied with learning about Him on our own. We share a common desire to come together and learn about Him from each other. That common interest leads to unity and brotherhood. That common interest strengthens the fact that we are part of the most amazing family of all time and eternity. In Christ, we are part of the family of God. Well, that's all for today. I hope you will make sure you are part of the family of God and that you will fellowship with your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank you so much for sharing this time with me today. I encourage you to invite someone to listen with you next time. In the meantime, God bless you and have a great day.